Hello, and welcome to my new episode. And today we are going to be talking about how do companies try and get new clients into their stores. Well, I'm going to say shoppers into their stores to make money off of them. So what we are going to find out, I found out some very interesting information from I was doing some little bit of research, and so I went on to my school's library website, and I found some interesting research documents, which I'm gonna talk to you guys today about what really stood out to me about how do companies get people into their stores. So I'm gonna talk to you guys about a couple different aspect models. So this one, what really stood out to me was the Mehrabian-Russell model. It's a theoretical framework which is used of like the environmental psychology, which includes two major topics which I'm going to be covering. It's like the effect of information that arises from the environment on the decision of to the approach, or if you want to avoid those environments. So what would you do if you want to go into the store, and how would it look to you that you want to feel, or what do you want to get out of it? So I'm gonna be talking about why do people want to go into the stores? And it's going to be the seeking tendency of an individual, and it's the types of environment that we want to be in. And so how do companies go and from when you go into other stores, say if you go into one store, they do a lot of like lights shows and kind of stuff. It's made to grab those attention people into their stores that kind of like that stuff. And also you have to be in the middle of 50-50 because a lot of consumers want clean environments to shop in. For example, Apple is a really big one because you always go in there. Yes, you have to stand in like those long lines, but when you always go in there, their stores look so sleek, and they look so neutral. And when you go into other stores, they look kind of more messy. But depending on how people like to shop like that, and especially like where I go, I like to go to mainly stores that are slightly smaller but had more spaces. And so they look semi-modern, but they have a little bit of an older feel to that. So when do I say it to an older feel? It's like those stores that have like those bricks, those older bricks showing. So you can kind of look at it and see that contrast to the other parts of the store. And sometimes I like that because that shows the character of the owners, and then it also shows the character of a company that they are like super fun, or they are super have a one certain focal point in the store, which is kind of cool. And then the next thing is, why do people like when you go into the stores? I want to know what really bugs you. So for my last example, what really bugs me when I go into the store, because sometimes I have light sensitivity, because sometimes depending on the day, well, in the morning, absolutely, because you just woke up, you're like, I'm not awake yet. So why do people like in the morning or in the afternoon, why they go into those stores and you see those pyrotechnics, like those light stuff? And sometimes that really bothers people. And so what a lot of this have found is, why do people keep going into those stores versus other people that go into more of their clean and better layout It has to do with emotion and it has to do with the environment. So I'm gonna backtrack and talk to about emotion later, but I'm gonna talk to go in more in depth of environments. So when you go into like the stores and stuff, especially people, if you ever notice how if certain employees are so happy to be there at work, it's not because it's obviously a lot of you guys say, "Oh, it has to be the pay." Not always. It has to be how the effective management is with the employees, how they go in and do more of a some companies do more of depending are hands off, or they go in and then or a lot of these stores have commission base. So commission base is basically you have a set salary, and for any pairs of shoes you they sell or anything any clothing they sell, they get commission off of that. So because they want to get commission, they come to you and say, "Hey, do you want me to help you with anything else?" Because when you do that, they oh, you can also give them a tip. So which honestly, I don't think I understand commission base is cool, but some people find that very find that I'm gonna say with commission base, people find it 50-50. Well, first, like for like being a financial advisor, definitely you have to be a commission base, but for like other positions like retail, And so, why do people like client customers, consumers want to either go in when it's like super busy or they want to go in when it's like not as crowded? For me personally, I work in retail and I don't like to be in when it's super crowded. Granted, I work on the weekends, but I like to go in during the week. Because it's more open space. Because I can move around a little bit more where I don't have to be dodging parents with their strollers and the kids. And the kids are just like walking the other way, and the parents are like, "Where's my child?" And I was like, And because that for me is very. So why do people take their kids? Because sometimes they have to. And so, why the other thing is, do you want to be in a positive mood or do you want to be in an angry mood when you go and shopping? Because trust me, what makes people so mad is when there's so many people that get mad because they can't find a parking spot close to the door. Newsflash, people, you can just like park on the other side of the parking and just walk. Most of the time, walking is actually so much better because it's you actually do stuff. And so, where I work, we do have this little competition. We used to have this competition who could close their rings the fastest. So it's basically it would be like a race between all of us to close our rings. So why do we do it? Because it's fun. And a lot of companies don't really do hardly any giveaways anymore. And so because well granted it was COVID, and so everyone had to quickly pivot because a lot of stores had to close because people couldn't shop. And so that environment has changed significantly for people. And so I'm gonna finish talking about the environment. So with the environment, when you always go into like Abercrombie and Fitch, have you noticed they always walk around with this spray bottle? It's because it's to get your senses. Your senses tickling is like, "Oh, that scent is so cool. I have to go buy a piece of their clothing." And so how do they entice people to get in? As I said, it's layout. And not only layout is how do they have their how do they have the mass consumers in their stores And it has to be how they have, like, a lot of people are like on the top floor, or they just have them spread out that in different, where the majority of the people are in like the center of the malls. They might not be in the stores, but how do people attract people? How do companies attract people into the stores? Well, it's sales. Second thing is, it's the layout, it's the store windows. So every year when you go, what do you see? It's the layout, and so that changes with season. And then or they always do that when they're bringing out new clothing or a new stuff, or someone up and coming is new. And so let's talk about the environment, or I'm gonna say emotions now. So what emotions, when you go in, do you always go in happy, sad, or angry, or just revenge shopping? So basically revenge shopping is you take your boyfriend's credit card and you just go in and do revenge shop. Or what a lot of people do is they use their credit cards, they also go and use through their revenge shopping and find a dress that is really flattering on them and that is like really short, and then they go out and they sometimes go out with their girlfriends and they do some revenge shopping to just get their self out of the system. And then also there's another kind of shopping, which I said is a must-do shopping, is where you have something like rips, like tights for us, for me. I have to go buy new tights for interviews or like for nice occasions. And so that's when I have to go to the malls. Or what I do is I just go to Dollar Tree sometimes, because sometimes they have it or they don't. 50-50. And so what are the emotions when you go in? It's all about how it's how the store is set up and how it is inviting to people, or is it due to the employees of the stores? So let's talk about the online shopping. Yeah, people, online shopping is still really huge. So basically, during the whole COVID, what really did suffer was the small businesses, because all those small businesses didn't have a proper website to help them with their e-commerce online. So how did they had to pivot and pay someone to do this stuff to help them with their with trying to gain new foot traffic, but online foot traffic to their stores. So what a lot of people have come up with to use is like a lot of social media. And so I like to use social media to find some cool outfit. And then I was like, oh, this is cool. Save, save, save. And then sometimes I go in and I was like, oh, this is really cool. This will look good on me. And so what a lot of companies have done is instead of you having to go in, especially now with COVID for the past couple months, you couldn't go and use the dressing rooms to try on clothes. So what did a lot of stores started to pivot to was like you stand in this mirror and you just hold up that piece of clothes you want to try on, or the outfit you want to try on, and it scans that, and it also scans you, and it scans the whole outfit, and it puts like, it's like a virtual try on, and you can see it on your body instead of you having to go to the fitting room and having to take your clothes off. And it's a lot quicker to see it on you because you have that, you see you with the clothes on in the mirror, but you don't have it on you, but it's like, it's kind of double tricking you here, but it's kind of cool though. I've done it once and it's actually kind of cool. So why do people have started to do that virtual try-on, virtual environment? It's because most companies don't want to pay, they do want to pay people, but it's too much of a hassle for consumers to go and stand in line. Or it's because you have, well, if you don't like something, you either have to put it back, or you have to put it back on that rack. what they have. So I want to know, what do you guys think about this topic? Or in general, I want your comments to, I want you guys to be engaged. Please do me a direct message in the Spotify app or in the Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening to this, and I will be sending out some polls in a moment. And also, I want you guys to be active participants. And if anyone wants to do a collab with me or who is a podcaster, please direct message me or however you want to get in contact with me. That's super awesome. Thank you.